Time now for Backyard Almanac. Author, naturalist, educator Larry Weber tells us what goofy thing is going to happen in December this year. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, Lisa, I am a phenologist, and a phenologist does a lot of things, and it's very, very broad science. However, one thing we do not do is predict, okay? So I won't predict anything. I will tell you what other people predict, but I won't tell you anything. We will look back first to the wonderful month of November that we just ended. Since we last spoke, the month of November ended. As every other month this month with the, every other month this year with the exception of April, November was warmer than normal. It was, but it was much warmer than normal, about 11 and a half degrees warmer than normal. The average temperature of 40.2 ranks November of 2016 number two on the all-time list at the Weather Service. The Weather Service statistics go back nearly 150 years, and so it's pretty impressive to be ranked number two. The only previous one that was warmer was 1899, so to put it in different words, we had the warmest November in more than 100 years. It was an interesting thing looking at the Weather Service. They listed the five warmest Novembers on record, and the other ones were all in the years since the year 2000. So obviously, the weather, the Novembers appear to be getting getting warmer. In addition to that, precipitation. Wow, was it a crazy, crazy month! The first half of the month was so dry it was like a desert. We had 1/10. That's all. 1/10 of a inch of precipitation for the first half of the month. The second half turned it around so much, 2.5 inches precipitation, combined both snow and rain, to give the November a total of above normal precipitation. So above normal temperature, above normal precipitation, a little over 8 inches of snow was recorded. So, wow, what a crazy ending. Now, it's hard to believe that last week when I spoke to you, I was surrounded by a snow cover. And yes, I was able to walk in snow later that day and so forth. It's hard to believe that because nearly all the snow has melted thanks to the rains that we got on the next couple of days. Now, what that did, of course, is get rid of all the snow, and essentially it turned us right back into a return of autwind. And I had just remarkable walking in the last few days because what we have seen is the earlier autwind that was so beautiful a month ago, it was just spectacular, was very dry. And so, therefore, some things just did not show up. The fungi in particular, they just do not handle dry temperatures. But with this moisture, I have every walk has been a fungal find, and I have been finding lots and lots of them. The temperatures now going down this morning below freezing is going to slow that down. But it was warmer. It was in the 30s. It was light rain and just an absolutely terrific time to see a number of kinds of fungi. The one that really stood out is something called jelly fungus. Jelly fungus is something I usually look for every year during autwind in November. But this year I didn't see any at all. And the reason for that, of course, is that it was so dry. And when it dries, it shrivels up and you can hardly notice it. When it gets wet, it absorbs the moisture and revives, and it's called jelly fungus because if you put your fingers on it, yes, it feels just like jelly. But it is a type of fungus, and it's, believe it or not, it's related to mushrooms. A number of other fungi are out now as well, coming out from the base of trees and so forth. And the moisture has allowed the mosses, which have been out there all fall, has allowed them to absorb the moisture, and they stand out much better than they had earlier. Same thing with the lichens. And like I said, it's just been terrific walks. But I think there's something else going on, too, and that is this. We got our snow on the 18th of November that I thought was going to be permanent. And I said at that time that autwind had come to an end. But like I said, this is kind of a revision of autwind. We got the snow at that time, and that was fine. It was wonderful snow. The trouble was the ground underneath it was not frozen, and I don't think that's healthy. I think a healthy time is to have the ground frozen first. ponds and swamps and lakes frozen and then get snow. Well, it looks like we may be getting that. You gave the forecast of the next couple days, but if you stretch that out into next week, you would see that it's going to get quite a bit chillier. Matter of fact, we're going to be staying in the teens, if the forecasters are right. We're going to be staying in the teens some of the days next week. What that's going to do is that's going to give us a frozen ground and refreezing the ponds and swamps and lakes, and then we can get a good setting to get some snow. So I'm still very hopeful we're going to see it. Another thing came up this morning. I looked at the Weather Service. They had an outlook for winter. They classify winter as January and February, and they give an outlook for these 3 months. They're still saying below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. They said that quite a while back, and of course it didn't look that way in November, but we will see. They haven't given up on their forecast. When somebody holds firm to something, there usually is a reason why. Looking back a little bit, not only was November warmer than normal, but if you put it with the rest of the autumn months of September and October, all of them combined to make a very warm autumn, third warmest on record. So, yes, we did have warm. Now, we'll see if the forecaster is going to turn that around. Other things of note, we are entering the time of the earliest sunset of the year, shortly about 20 after 4, and it will remain that now for the next few weeks. Among other names that December gets, one of them is that it is the dark month. And with these clouds and the later sunrise and the earlier sunset, I think we are seeing just that. We are at the waxing crescent phase of the moon, and that's not getting a lot of light either. In the world of birds, the migration probably that's been most obvious, if there is any of that's most obvious right now, has been that of the bald eagles. I see them virtually every day, and they have been coming across. There's also some other birds showing up. This may be very late in the season, but swans have still been seeing. I saw a couple swans out on the lake this week. There are two kinds of swans that fly through really late in the season like this. If it's a big flock, it's probably tundra swans that live in the far north. If it's not a big flock, if it's just a few, then it's most likely trumpeter swans, and they will stay around as long as they possibly can. If there's open water throughout the winter, they'll stay around throughout the winter. Also, one day this week, I was passing a lake that had been covered with ice just a few days ago. Well, that was open, and I saw some movement out there, and there was a golden eye swimming around, a type of duck that seems to do very well in the cold weather. At the bird feeders, probably the biggest news I've had at the bird feeders, I had a flock of goldfinches move in, and I think they're going to last. They've been hanging around now for several days in a row. I still have not been seeing other finches, and I have not been seeing any redpolls, and I certainly hope to do so. Also at the bird feeders, every night the flyers come out, the flying squirrels show up. They are so great to watch. They are just terrific. We had a deer visit the bird feeder one day this week. And then the beavers have become back active again in the ponds after the ice has slowed them down. They're out. I saw them and heard them again in the last couple days. But really an interesting mammal sighting came up this week when I was taking one of my wonderful Otwin walks. Just a spectacular walk, and I saw some movement, and there was a snowshoe hare. The snowshoe hare was all white. Now, that's one critter that probably does not appreciate the melt of the snow. They turn white every year in anticipation of the snow cover, and that allows them to hide a lot better. However, in a situation like this, that same plan that is supposed to hide them backfires, and they make it really stand out. I don't think I would have even seen the critter had it been sitting there in the white snow. But it wasn't. It was sitting in a place where there was no snow. So, yes, we are moving into what maybe should have happened a few weeks ago. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that next time I talk with you, we'll have ice on lakes and we'll have a really good freeze-up. So, yeah, get out. Take care. Get out and enjoy it. It's really terrific walking right now. So get out and enjoy it. Take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.